Okay. We won't be going into the book tonight because there are some further things that we need to discuss. So before we begin, let's take a few moments to be quiet together. Good evening, and welcome to everyone who's joining us on the internet. We've been talking about the holy instant, the practice of the two-step, and I've been discussing it with everyone in rather imperative terms. The necessity to practice it, the necessity to practice it with diligence and commitment. And the fact that without its practice, awakening will not occur. I've also discussed the fact that it is fundamentally simple. Now, there is something else inseparable from the practice of the holy instant that is necessary to be brought into play in order for the practice of the holy instant to be successful. And that is the engagement in relationship. The engagement in the holy relationship. And once again, to make it clear, the simplicity of it is that a holy relationship is a relationship you engage in with a brother or sister while you are joined with the Holy Spirit and are gathering your understanding of what's involved in the relationship, not from your brother or sister, but from the Holy Spirit. And from that engagement with the Holy Spirit, being involved with your brother or sister. This practice brings the integrity, the balance, the stability, characteristic of the Holy Spirit's perspective, into every part of your relationship with your brother or sister, causing the relationship to always bless, to always enhance, to always fulfill. Now, what does this mean? In very practical terms, what does this mean? And I'll share a little illustration. A 4-year-old is given a puzzle by his parents. One of those puzzles which, when you have assembled it, has a picture on the front and the back. And this puzzle has a simple line drawing of a person, of a human being, on one side, and on the other side, it has a picture of the world. And they give this puzzle to their boy, who takes it with glee and sits down, and the parents go on to attend to other things, imagining that it will take quite a while. But within minutes, the child comes running in. See what I've done. And they look at it, and indeed, it's perfect. And they said, "How did you do it?" And he says, "It's easy. When I have my man right, I have my world right. Now, this is a really fundamental point which I'm going to translate a little so that it says when you have your relationships right, you have your world right. Now, right now, your world is, for all practical purposes, in a mess. Such a mess that it is causing disturbance, as well as inspiration to come forth. But at the moment, the inspiration isn't matching the disturbance and balancing it out or replacing it with solutions. Now, you also, most of you, are familiar with the fact that on December 21st of this year, the Mayan calendar runs out. It obviously indicates a threshold of some sort. And the threshold will not be one of Armageddon or destruction or the end of everything. Now, being aware of this, you are probably looking at the scene and saying, how can this possibly happen? How can awakening possibly occur? How can a major constructive threshold be passed over where the world is different in that short amount of time? And the very fact that you might wonder about that indicates that you don't understand where you fit into the picture. Are you waiting for this event to happen to you and for you? Are you waiting for the change to overtake everyone? Or do you recognize the fact that you have to be the change? And do you recognize that the practice of the holy instant in the context of a holy relationship is the means for bringing about the change and being the change yourself? Now, this is very important to understand, because you know what? Relationships are messy. Relationships are difficult. Relationships require attention and commitment. And you know what? If the world attempts to solve its problems by the manipulation of externals, such as banking procedures and the operation of businesses and investments and so on, I promise you that the result will be very uncomfortable, because you cannot afford to change the externals without having first established clearly in your life a relationship or relationships which constitute the context in which the conduct of business and social change have to occur. Because if relationships are not the bottom line, the basis upon which everything else is done, everything else that will be done will lack humanity. Now, if you want to see significant change in the world, especially by the end of this year, you're going to have to invest your attention in relationships that are time-consuming, messy, demanding, and which put you on the threshold of desiring to know the solution, desiring to know what will identify fulfillment, what will bless the family of man. And you start with your family. Oh, but if I have to take the kind of time it takes to bless my relationship, I won't have time to create my success, which will bless my family. You see, it's sneaky, and because it isn't true, and the end result that you're expecting to arrive at can't be arrived at, you will not have the fulfillment. You will not have the blessing. You cannot achieve success on your own in a relationship. If you're going to have success that will transform the world with a blessing, you must seek your success for your relationship, for the one or ones you are in relationship with. And because you love those you are in relationship with, everything you direct toward them will be humane, because in your love for the ones you are in relationship with, you know that humanity, humaneness, is the bottom line of what makes life meaningful. This is why you must join in a holy relationship in order to wake up. And if you don't think waking up is going to mean transformation in your world, then you don't understand what the transformation is about, and you don't understand where you fit into it, or that you have a part to play. You see, you want change. If you want change, you've got to be the change. If you're going to be the change, you're going to have to be willing to be in a new way. And so, individuals are not going to be able to run off after their success to bless their partner without being involved with your partner first, so that there is communication, brotherly love, harmony between you, and a conscious awareness that everything you do must be for the benefit of family, of relationships. Then things will not be allowed by governments that don't reflect that humaneness. Because you won't be so busy looking after your success in the world to notice that the world is reflecting the fact that everyone else is going after success, having abandoned the relationships they're in, and having lost the fact that what means something to a relationship, consciously held in mind as decisions are made, will cause the decisions to embody humanity. You see? You don't have time to neglect your relationships. And you don't have time to neglect the practice of the two-step and the holy instant, so that you are joining with your partner, those you are in relationship with, joined with the universal wisdom, God's perspective, provided by means of the Holy Spirit. You see? It's very important. Now, in relationships, what are the factors, or what is the factor that provides the guidance as to how to ensure that humanity prevails? What it is need. What is your brother's need? You will not necessarily recognize what your brother's need is if you're having a surface, cursory sort of relationship where you haven't taken the time to care enough to be present with the one you're in relationship with, so that you, in inquiring of the Holy Spirit as to what is needed, hear what is needed and know what to share and to extend and to embody in the relationship. Do you see how important it is? You cannot just run around practicing the holy instant, doing the two-step to know what the truth is about a whole bunch of different things in the universe. That's not enough. That's not the focus. Yes, you do want to be able to recognize the more of what God is being in everything you're seeing. But the bottom line motivation is to abandon independence, to abandon self-seeking, to abandon the search for success at the cost of your brother's good or wealth or health, or at the cost of your relationship with your partner and your family. It's that black and white. But because it's that black and white, the solution is that black and white, that simple to be able to grasp. And so it points you in the direction of success. But it points you also in the direction of involvement. Involvement that perhaps you don't want because you're still too selfish. You're still intent upon engaging in carrying out your ancestors' concepts of success, your father's concept of how to achieve success in the world, which in all likelihood doesn't allow for your relationships to govern, that the needs in your relationships must govern how you seek success. You see? Now, you do not want to bring forward your ancestors' beliefs and concepts. You want, as we have been discussing, to practice and engage in the two-step and the holy instant, where you are inquiring of God what is the truth constantly. Why? Because you've let love be more important than the acquiring of wealth or success in the world. So that the love, which is the bottom line for you, imbues your actions in the world with that which secures humanity, secures humaneness. Now, the world is at a threshold. The world is in transition. And the temptation is to say that better control is needed over externals, and that you don't have time to pay attention to what simple needs are, so that the steps taken to secure stability in the world arise out of the conscious intent to meet simple human needs. What is done in the world is done for mankind, is done for the relationships everyone is in. And if not, if that is not what the various countries in the world embody within themselves and with each other, if everyone globally does not pay attention to the simple bottom line values of being human and being alive, and forcing everything else to conform to the meeting of the needs of humanity for humaneness, then you're going to be faced with an even greater demand to do it. You're not going to be able to get out of it. It's time, you might say, to grow up. It's time for mankind to grow up. And not do great and grand things way out, above and beyond the meeting of simple human needs and the valuing of simple, I'm going to say, human life. Because you know what? Simple human life, which there are many false beliefs about, is the sons and daughters of God exhibiting and embodying the Father's will. And the whole picture of this is called the kingdom of heaven. And at the level of individuality, it's called the sons and daughters of God. Now, if you're not looking where human need is apparent, and if you're not letting human need call forth in you a determination to act only in ways that meet the human need and bless everyone, I'm sorry, this is me, Paul. I lost it there. Then you will have missed a point. You will have missed something that you didn't need to miss. If, however, you take hold of the situation now, in every exchange in your day, every involvement with another which constitutes a relationship, if you take hold of it now and you refuse to engage in anything but that which enhances the human condition because you love, then you will be agents for change, because you will withdraw your commitment to the general mistake. That says there's something more important than loving your neighbor as yourself. Than taking the time to engage by deciding that it's more important to love your brother or sister instead of seeking the egotistical high that comes from the manipulation of things in the world to give you credibility and to give you wealth that means nothing because it doesn't relate to the human need, and the generation of it didn't arise out of human need and the valuing of the meeting of that human need. I will tell you something. There are governments, and those governments are often engaged in actions that have been determined by individuals who have lost touch with human need and the meeting of human need for the family of man. But it doesn't matter, because there are more of you in the world who can determine your use of your mind than there are those who choose to govern you inappropriately. Do not forget that. And your daily practice of the holy instant and your commitment to daring to be involved in the messiness of relationships with your fellow man, you will be withdrawing your investment of faith and involvement in the general mistaken perceptions, and the mutual agreements will weaken because of your withdrawal and because of the new input that you are introducing because you dared to say, "Father, what is the truth here?" Not just, "Father, what is the truth here and here and here?" But, "Father, what is the truth here in my relationship with those I'm involved with every day. A groundswell of love and the insistence upon embodying and enacting in the world that which meets the human need and blesses without cursing in any way. This is the way you be the change. This is the way you get your man right so that your world is right. Don't let the belief or the idea that being involved with your brother or sister and letting your relationship and its fulfillment in humaneness be primary, don't you be misled into thinking that doing that is going to destroy your chances to be successful in the world and therefore constitute an activity that you should not engage in, because it will ruin your chances to be great. It's the brotherhood, it's the family of man that is supposed to be great, because everything about it has embodied the truth. Now, you could say that what I'm saying tonight is a call to action. One in which humanity and brotherly love actually take the forefront and actually become the basis from which you do everything else. Awakening to the kingdom of heaven that you are in and you are misperceiving because your attention is being given in the wrong place, will be uncovered through the practice of the holy instant in the context of a holy relationship. I'm going to say it again, simply. The answer to the world's problems in all of the various forms it is appearing lies in the shift of attention and intention from the generating of wealth to the embodiment of love, so that one's actions cause everything to shift into a more harmonious and holy manifestation. It's time to reboot relationships. It's time to turn off the operating systems which have been developed by means of mutual agreements between sons and daughters of God who think they're only human beings, where love does not seem to be natural, but competition does, and succeeding at the cost of another does. Again, this is the good news. When you shut up, when you turn off the operating system that's operating now, which not only was built on false foundations, but has degraded in its extensive use without being refreshed, and then you say, not to your fellow man, so you can set up new mutual agreements, but you say, Father, what is the truth here? You are rebooting with a new operating system, which is an ancient operating system since the beginning. And it's the answer. Pay attention to your needs. Pay attention to your partner's needs. Pay attention to your family's needs. And don't say you're too busy for them. Because in attending to them, you will, as I've said, lay the groundwork for the uncovering of the kingdom of heaven and the holy sons and daughters of God that you are. And things will actually be different. Now, I love you all, and I encourage you, not to take the challenge, because I'm not making a challenge for you to take, but take the opportunity to do the one thing that will make a difference, and the one thing that will not take time. One with God is a majority. I love you all, and I look forward to being with you next time.